People try to be funny, like, oh, you shop at Baby Gap. All right, so here, time to clear the air.
Hi, my name is Jen.
Hi, my name is Christian. And this is Love a Little Podcast.
Welcome back to those who have been here, who are new here, sorry. And
no, welcome back to those who have been here, and welcome to those who are new. All right. This is officially episode number
11.
Once.
Yeah. So welcome, welcome. So today we are actually going to be talking about a little interesting topic that I feel like we always get questions about.
Always.
And it's going to be about...
So the topic is going to be dwarfism in fashion.
Yep, dwarfism in fashion.
So dwarfism in fashion, what does that mean necessarily? Just covering everything, clothing, alterations, and just things of that matter. Because I know a lot of people are very interested in... Where do I get my clothes? They say that I dress pretty well, or my kids are very well dressed. Where do we buy their clothes? How do we do this? How do we do that? Do we wear kids' clothes as grown adults? What is it that happens? So we're here to kind of explain a little bit about that. Babe, do you want to go ahead and start that one off, please?
All right. So, yes, I dress my kids pretty good. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah.
No, but you do, though. They're very well-dressed all the time. That's all Jen, by the way.
So, I always get questions like, where do you find their clothes? How is their clothes always so fitted to them? And, you know, I always get those questions. So, I took a shot. Honestly, I think that's the perfect topic to talk about. So, with that being said... Usually for the kids, I just get their clothes to fit their torso perfect and their jeans to fit their waist perfect. It doesn't matter if they're too long from the sleeves or the legs because I can fix it myself. So usually what I do is I just, get their clothing, like I said, to fit their torso and to fit their waist. Then after that, then I just cut their sleeves to the size or their jeans. And I actually have a sewing machine that I use to sew their...
To alter
their clothing. But I actually just recently found it's like a glue. But it's like a tape, but it's like you iron it on and... It works as a glue, and it is much easier and much faster. I don't have to keep bringing out my sewing machine to, alter their hems. So, I will actually leave my Amazon storefront down in the bottom in case you guys are wondering which one it is or are interested. But it's very, very easy. So, I just cut their shirts and their jeans, and then I put the little tape around. And I just iron it. And ta-da! It literally takes me like 5 minutes to do. And that has been like my best friend. Because I used to alter all of Christian's jeans with my sewing machine. But sometimes, it would not come out perfect. Or it would unsew like after a few washes. And I mean, you obviously have to keep practicing, and
you got the hang of it though. You did, yeah. You did these, no?
Yeah, I did those.
These are actually very well done.
And it's just much faster for me to do it, especially with the kids. Sometimes it's just so much easier to do and quicker. And so that's what I've been doing. And for their shoes, usually the kids do have like a chubbier foot. And so what I usually do is I just size them up either one or like a half size bigger so that the shoes don't fit them too tight. Or I'll try to find like wide shoes for them. Other than that, I mean, everything is pretty much the same. You know, Camila, as you know, she is 7 years old now. And, for example, she's wearing a size 4T right now. So, as you know, usually, like, the 4Ts, it's, like, a lot of graphics and you know, like, smaller girls, you know, designs and stuff like that. And now she's at the age where she doesn't really want to wear too much, like, graphics and stuff. So I just look for clothing, usually, like, Old Navy or H&M, you know, stores that have a little more of, like, plain clothing for her. And, yeah, it's perfect. I mean, there really isn't much. I just really think you have to find a store that you like, that carries, like, the patterns that you like or whatever it may be. But other than that, it's pretty much just cutting their sleeves and the leg part. But And as for Christian, he can tell you more about his fashion, or I can jump in here and there since I am the one that does all his shopping and altering.
Yep. Well, I'll start and then you'll jump in if I'm wrong or if you want to add something. So for a lot of my clothing, because I know a lot of people wonder, they're like, man, do you wear kids' clothes or what? Like, you know, things like that. Or people try to be funny, like, oh, you shop at Baby Gap. All right, so here, time to clear the air. No, I do not shop at Baby Gap. No, I do not wear little kids' clothes. So here's the way it works. So for example, like this shirt, this is an H&M shirt. This is like an extra small in men, but I could fit an extra large in youth, if that makes sense, like youth kids or something. I could fit into kids. But for shirts, a lot of the stuff I do wear is like extra small in men, which is like the same size as a extra large in youth. So I guess yes. Yes and no, I'm on both sides, barely. And then for my pants, no, I don't wear like little kid pants because I have a big waist, and they don't make little kid pants with big waist, if that makes sense. So I have to get pants that fit my waist or shorts or whatever it is. And then obviously since my legs are shorter, we have to cut off like a pair of pants like this much, like part of my jeans. I have to tailor this much off it. Well, not me, but my wife does. So I cannot fit into kids' pants because I got a big waist. Not a big waist, but not a kid's waist. So I get, you know, the bigger pants. And then my wife just tailors them from the bottom. So the way my secret is, since I do have the smaller legs and stuff, the secret is to get... So you can save yourself time and only tailor the bottom. This is for all my short people, all my little people. Here's the sauce right here. Buy skinny jeans, like the big skinny jeans. That way you only tailor the bottoms because if you think about it, the length part pretty much is from like the thigh to the knee. So since it's skinny jeans, it won't be as baggy on you. It'll be like regular, almost fitted. Like fitted nice, because I know a lot, there's other little people that just buy like straight jeans, like the baggy jeans in grown men to tailor the bottoms, but then they have to tailor the inside and do a lot of work to them. Buy skinny jeans in men or whatever size you are, and then all you got to do is tailor the bottoms and save yourself time on doing the sides, you know what I'm saying? And then when it comes to shorts and things like that, it's the same thing. Jen just tailors the bottoms for me, and everything else is pretty normal. But yeah, in regards to fashion, where do I get my clothes? Jen buys a lot of my clothes. She knows the style of clothing I wear, and she literally does like majority of the shopping for me. She's the one that goes out shopping with the kids and gets them clothes or like things like that, and then she'll buy me some clothes or do online shopping and just buy me a bunch of shirts and things. Like, for example, this polo right here, this waffle shirt. It's like a waffle polo, I think it's called. It's like an off-white color. This is like kind of like the style where I wear a lot of polos, a lot of dressing shirts, things like that. But this is from H&M. So, like, we shop at, like, H&M. We do, where else do we go? Target. We go Target. Old Navy. We do some Shein stuff. We do... what's that other store at the mall? We do a bunch of stuff. Literally, you can find stuff for you at any store, really. But at the same time, like, example for myself, I go to stores where they do a lot of fitted clothing style, like men like that
slim.
Like slim, like men that wear like slimmer clothing. Like H&M is pretty popular on that. You know how like men wear like tight, like they wear like the tighter shirts or whatever, and those fit me almost regular. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I go to places where they sell a lot of like the fitted clothing. Like, and I don't know if that made sense, but yeah, like a lot of the fitted stuff. And yeah, so that's kind of how I go ahead and where I get my clothing and things like that. So no, it's, I mean, I guess it's kids' clothes, but it's not. And for pants and all that, it's just grown-up pants, I guess, and they're just tailored on the bottom.
Yeah. And so, for his shorts as well, I get them just, you know, his size, which is 28. And then
28 waist. I'm a 28 waist.
Yeah, and then I just...
I got a big butt.
Hem them.
Yeah, and then she just tailors the bottom.
So... And as for his shoes, he actually does wear a size, a kid size. And that's because if he gets a bigger shoe, you know, it's just going to be too big. But because
I know there's other little people that do, just to say, like, they wear, like, men's shoes. They wear shoes that don't fit them, and they're pretty big, and it doesn't look good. So, yeah, I do wear, like, kid size shoes. And now the thing about the shoes, since it's, like, for my size, there's a lot of shoes that are, like, very kid-looking, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll get some shoes for, like, example, some Vans or something. I mean, I always usually go with the old school, the skate highs or whatever. But there's a lot of shoes that have, like, Velcro straps and things like that. And I'm like, man, there's not a lot of options. So that's why I wear a lot of boots. I wear a lot of, like, Western, like, cowboy boots and things like that, just because, you know, it looks more, I guess, grown up, and it just looks better. And I like to wear shoes that are my size. I like to wear my stuff fitted so it looks nice. I don't like to wear baggy clothes. I don't like to look, it just looks kind of tacky, you know, because I know there's people that for example, like, there's little people that wear not throwing shade, but there's little people, no, there's little people that wear... No, I'm here to give advice and to let people know, because some people just don't know how to go about it. But there's people that wear, like, shorts, like adult grown men shorts as pants. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, it doesn't look good because it's very baggy on each side. And very it's very wide on each side. And it just... like, you could just tell they're very wide. They're just shorts as pants. So that's why I'm here to give advice, to give tips. I'm not saying I'm the best dressed person in the game, but I'm here to give tips.
But his wife dresses him, so he is.
But yeah, I just like to wear things fitted, and I think it's a good look, you know, wear things your size. And yeah, that's kind of how we go about that. But yeah, I wear a lot of like boots, Cody James or Aria or different brands, but. Yeah. I know you guys see me with the botas.
So it's nothing really special in the mm-hmm. dressing. I think it just really depends on your style, what you like, and things like that. But what it can be pricey is, like, when we have to tailor. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, I am not a tailor. So, you know, for example, Camila's school uniform, we do have to take it somewhere to get it tailored to her. Like, you know, the neck piece, the arm pieces. Because I can't do that. That's just too advanced for me. Mm-hmm. I could cut her skirt and stuff, which is, like, the most that I can do. But for that, for example, I have to buy her uniform, and then I still have to pay to tailor her uniform, which costs...
Yeah, it's expensive.
Almost the same or even more than the actual uniform.
So that's why when people sometimes say, like, oh, they get their clothes for cheap. I'm like, dude, if you knew what the tailoring costs are, you would understand that we're paying a lot of money just to tailor stuff. And when she says tailoring, it's not just, like, what she does for me, like, the cutting the bottoms and sewing them and things like that. It's, like, for example, for Camila's uniform... because she wears uniform for school, they literally, it's almost like they have to reconstruct the whole uniform to make it fit her, because we want it to fit her nice, not just like, oh, lift up the skirt so it's not dragging. It's like, we want this fitted, we want this to fit good. You know, we want the bottom. So it's almost like reconstructing the whole uniform, and that's where it can get expensive because it's literally like creating a whole uniform from zero almost.
Yeah.
Just having the materials pretty much.
Because the first time that I went, I told her, I'm like, gosh, that's so expensive. Like, why so much? Mm-hmm. You know? And she's like, and then she explained to me, you know, the process. She's like, you know, I have to undo it all. It's like I'm doing it from nothing pretty much. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay, like I understand. And, you know, it is a lot of work because even when I hem just the bottom part, like it takes me a while, mm-hmm. you know. So I get it. Now I understand. But,
yeah,
I mean, I really love to see my kids, like, fitted, well-dressed, and so I don't mind, you know, I don't mind paying for it if, plus, you know, her uniform lasts her, like,
for 3 years.
So, technically, right now, she's been with the same uniform since she was in TK. So, this upcoming year, we actually do have to
rebuy her uniform. She's growing, but obviously a lot slower than people her age, or kids her age.
Yeah, so in that way, I do save a little bit of money.
Because she could wear the same dress.
Yeah, so what I usually do is, like, when they hem her dress, as she's growing, I start unhemming it and then making it to, like, the longest I can. Because from here, it still fits her perfect. It's just, like, the length of their skirt.
It's just kind of like folded in, huh?
Fold it in and stitch it.
On the bottom part?
And it's, like, a long piece that they stitch in. Sorry. So I just undo it and then I just redo it myself. And that's how I get her to just stay with the same uniform for so long. You also have to kind of be smart about things. Like, there's certain things that you can, like, fix and do yourself. And, like, for example, the skirt, you know. I try and do, like, the most that I can myself. I try and learn, you know, like, when I was, you know, starting to learn how to tailor their clothing and stuff, I asked my mother-in-law, because my mother-in-law would fix Christian's clothing, so I asked her, you know, if she could teach me, and she taught me, and then after that, you know, I kind of was watching videos and stuff like that, so... It really just depends on you, too, I guess, like, how much you want it or if you like to look good or not. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I love when my kids look good. Like, that just makes me happy. And then I love when Christian looks good, too, and then when they compliment him on his clothes because I bought it, you know. But, yeah, I usually... I already know his style, so I just buy him things that I know that he'll like. And, I mean, there's been a couple times that, you know, I have missed. And I feel like he doesn't really like certain stuff. So I just don't ever get it again. But for the most part, he likes
what, yeah, everything she, that she I've knows been. My style. I mean, she's known me for a while. Yeah. 10+ years.
And Christian, he actually likes clothing that has, like, patterns, like different patterns, like symmetrical and, like, just,
but not too crazy, not too much going on, but, like, you know.
Yeah, he likes those type of clothing, and H&M usually carries stuff like that, so that's usually my go-to for him.
But it's a lot of, like, simple stuff. It's not, like, no crazy looking shirts, like something, like, for example, like this polo. It's like a regular polo, but at the same time, it's not because of the texture on it. It's a lot of little details I do pay attention to. Like, I mean, I'm a simple dude, but I do pay attention to detail in the clothing. For example, like, even, like, the hats that I do make, for those that know and for those that don't, I have my own. We have our own clothing brand, thegarciafamily.com. But, yeah, pay attention to the details. But, sorry about that. But, yeah, like, she knows what I like. She knows what I'm into. And nothing better, if you really think about it, like, your woman, your wife, buying you clothes, because she's obviously buying something that she likes, that knows that you're gonna like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, why not dress me then? You know, if you want to see something on me, dress me. I think that's awesome, to be honest. Don't get me wrong, I'll buy myself stuff here and there, but it's rare. Like, she does majority of my stuff.
He'll just be like, man, I need some shirts. And he'll say that like 3 times.
I
like,
speak it to myself out loud.
But he won't buy them himself. So then I know.
I'll be dropping
like,
hints.
Okay, he needs shirts. Let me get him some shirts. I'll either like go online and get them, or I'll go to the store and then I'll get him shirts. Or
mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, I need some new jeans. And there I go. Getting him new jeans.
Yeah.
Yep. I wish you did that to me.
Calm down. You would get you clothes.
Like, oh, man, I need a new purse, a new car.
But she doesn't say. She has all that stuff.
I'm kidding.
Trust me.
But, yeah. So, that's pretty much on the clothing, you know. It's very, well, to me, I feel it's very, like, easy. It's nothing complicated for me. You know, ever since I met Christian and, you know, we had our kids and stuff, I was very willing to like learn I want to like do things, you know, to make our lives easier and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. you know, when you really want to do something, and whether it's fashion or whatever the case may be, you're going to find a way and you're going to figure it out. And that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I mean, we figured it out. And Camila, she is such a fashionista.
Oh, my God. That little girl knows how to put an outfit together, and it's crazy.
I tell Christian, I'm like, good luck to you, because she's...
Oh, man. She's going to have a...
Yeah. Like, she'll be like, Mommy, I don't think this matches.
Like that. Mommy, or she'll be like... I remember when we told her, what does she want for Christmas? And she's like... So I want some bell-bottom jeans.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, excuse me? How do you even know about bell-bottom jeans? Because she likes to wear boots, too.
Yeah.
Like Western boots and stuff. Boots. So we're like, we looked at her, like her Christmas list, right? She's like, bell-bottom jeans. I want this. I want floral on my jeans. And I don't know. And I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
But like, you know, we're not, it's nice to know that she likes to dress nice and stuff. And Don't get me wrong. She's very much into child, like, kid stuff and all that, too. But she also likes to dress, like, with her boots and you know, her bell-bottom jeans and things like that.
Yeah.
That little girl with fashion is definitely.
Yeah, I took her and I'm like, she's going to be those girls that are always, like, looking good, looking nice. And
you know what, though? I think it all starts from, you know, from them as kids, like, when they're young. Because we've always... You know, I mean, thanks to my wife, she does a very well job, like, grooming them and doing their hair and keeping them looking sharp at all times. And I think, you know, when you keep them like that, dressing sharp and let them know that, you know, you got to look good. You know, you got to look presentable. It grows on them and they kind of just keep up with it. So, like, you know, I think just teaching them young with anything, really, it'll eventually just stick. And it's like, oh. They're so used to it that they just start doing it themselves.
Yeah. And so. That's actually something that my parents have always taught me since I was young. I remember they used to always tell me, like, if you look good, like, people are going to respect you more. You mm-hmm. know, like, they're going to take you serious. And, I mean, yes, there's days where I dress in leggings and a t-shirt and stuff. But at least, you know, I do my hair. Like, I try and look presentable, you know.
And like I mentioned,
again, everyone is free to dress however they want. But that very, like, it's always in my mind. Like, you know, like, I can't go out and be, like, with my hair all messed up or in my pajamas. Like, I just can't. Like, that's just not something that I can do. Yes, I can go out without makeup because I'm a very, I don't feel like I need the makeup to feel good, to feel pretty. But I do feel like, you know, I at least have to have my hair done and, like, decent, presentable clothes.
And look, it's because, like, as crazy as it sounds, you know, we do live in a world where you get judged real quick. Like, someone sees you looking raggedy or looking kind of sloppy, they're not going to take you serious. And especially, like, if you're in the, how do I say it? Well, you have a lot of eyes on you. You know, you want to look a little bit presentable. You know what I'm saying? So, people, you know, kind of be like, oh, you know what? He's a very well put together person. You know, let's see what he has to hear. Rather than like, oh, he looks not so well dressed. He looks sloppy. It looks like he doesn't even believe or care in himself. Like, why would we care in whatever it is he's trying to tell us or trying to sell to us or things like that, you know? And it's crazy that, you know, it's like that, but it's just, that's just how it is. And, you know, people are quick to judge. So I think a first impression, I've always been taught a first impression is very, very important. So, you know, you want to make sure that when someone meets you for the first time or you leave, or it's a, the first time them seeing you, it's a good one. You know what I'm saying? Because literally off of first impression, if they don't know you personally, it can go really left or it can go good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I think it's just, you know.
That. My parent, my especially my dad. My dad would always tell me. But yeah, now, you know, and Christian is the exact same way. Like Christian, you know, he always outdresses me, you know, because, no. you know, when because you become you a mom. When you become a mom, you just like you focus on your kids and, you know, things like that. And sometimes you kind of lose yourself in it. But I feel like now I'm getting on track. I'm starting to,
no, you're good, my love.
You know, get ready.
The one thing, though, one thing. I mean, I don't know if I'm targeting people or something, but like my wife makes sure that her kids are good before herself. When I say that, I mean she can look, not look, but she rather have them very well dressed and looking good. And she could be not as crazy dressed, but like the kids are good. You'll always find the kids looking good. Where in another situation I've seen, I mean, I'm not attacking no one personally, but there is parents who will be very makeuped up, are very well dressed, and then have their kids looking raggedy. And I hate to say it that way, but I don't think that's cool. Like a mom that's like got her nails done, got her hair done, got her body done, got expensive clothes, and then has their kid in like a hanging saggy diaper.
Oh my God.
With their hair not done or like really raggedy clothes. I don't think that's right. I just don't think it's fair to the kid. I think like the kids should be priority. And that's just how I see it, you know. Obviously there's different occasions where different situations or whatever, but that's just how I see it. I don't know.
Yeah, I but that could just I be. Don't think that's okay either, but I personally it makes me happy seeing my kids looking good. Like I love dressing my kids. Like that's the first thing I do in the morning. As soon as they wake up, I'm like, come on, let's change you guys. Like I just love it. That like that makes me happy. And it's not that I'm not putting myself first or anything. Because I put myself first always. But you know, I really do love seeing my kids, you know, looking good. And like Christian said, you know, especially because, you know, they're little and people already have all their eyes on us. And like he said, you know. And but that's not the main reason. The main reason really is just because I love it. I love to do it. Like since Camila was born, I just love getting them ready. I love doing her hair. You know, I love, you know, putting their lotion on, their perfume. That's just something that really makes me happy.
And you know what?
I enjoy it.
And I think, but at the end of the day, though, we're teaching them from very young to just keep yourself looking good at all times, you know.
Good hygiene,
looking good, looking presentable, looking sharp. Because, like I said, it goes a long way. It really does. Looking good is just, I think, I mean, you can't go bad by looking good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then it's funny because now, like, Camila, sometimes, you know, I'll wake up, for example, like on the weekends, and I'll wake up early and I'm like cleaning and, you know, on the move, and then she'll wake up and I'm like, hi, mommy. And, you know, I'll leave her like in her pajamas for a while. And then she's kind of just like, mommy, when are you going to change me? And I'm like,
she's right like, I'm now, ready.
Mama, give me 1 second. And then she's like after me, like, mommy, can you change me already? Mommy, can you do my hair? Mommy, can you put my shoes on? Like, she's just after me, like, to change her. And it's so funny because Mateo is the exact same way now. Like, you know, he's about to be 3 now. And, again, like, when I wake up early and I'm, like, busy doing things, you know, and it's, like, the weekend. We're not going to go nowhere. So I'll kind of just leave them in their pajamas. And, like, I'll feed them, and I'm still, you know, trying to get things done. And Mateo, mami, cámbiame. Mami, shoes. Mami. Like, he wants me to change them and get them ready. And then he'll bring me his shoes. And you know, so I tell Christian, I'm like, I like that. I love that. I love that they by themselves are, you know, telling me to change them and, you know, like, do my hair. Like, I love that.
And I think it's cool because even, like, when they're very well dressed and stuff, we'll be like, wow, you look so good. Yeah. So that makes them feel good, too. You know, they like to look good. Happy. They get happy. Don't get me wrong. When my kids are in pajamas, we are hyping them up, too. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that we're not. We hype them up 24/7. We make sure they're very secure in their way that they look in all moments of the day or whatever. But, you know, we do, you know, let them know, like, you know, being looking good is good, you know what I'm saying? And they like to look good. I think it's so funny.
Us too, mm-hmm. You know that.
Like, remember, you guys are role models to your stuff. Kids. And a lot of people say, oh, my kids are still little. My kids are like, no, kids are very smart. Like, what they see is what they're going to kind of imitate or copy. So it's good to be a good example. And that's kind of how we do things, you know what I mean? Everyone's different, but that's just kind of how we do things in our house. And I think it's great, to be honest. And shout out to my wifey that's something I always brag about. Like, she keeps my kids looking sharp 24/7. Literally, they're always looking good. And I honestly praise her for that. Because I know a lot of times it's not easy being a stay-at-home mom, doing this, doing that, and then getting the kids ready and then doing this. Like, it's very, very, it's a shout out to all the stay-at-home moms because it is a very hard job to do. And I salute you all because with all the things that you have to get done and things like that, she still manages to have the kids looking good. You know what I'm saying? So
my house could be a mess, but my kids will be will be looking good.
But yeah, I guess that concludes this episode of Dwarfism in Fashion. If you guys have any other questions regarding anything dwarfism, anything clothing, fashion, all that good stuff, make sure to drop the comments down below. If you have any questions regarding anything we have not covered yet, make sure to drop them down below. If you're interested in anything, questions about our family, our kids, anything like that, drop them down below.
That was a question I wanted to answer before.
All right.
Stop the video.
Before we close.
So one of them was about the clothing, and that's why we chose this topic. And alongside with that, Fabi wanted to know about, do little people go to regular primary doctors for checkups or specialists?
Oh, that's a good question, actually.
Yeah, so let me answer the question, Fabi. So, yes, they do get followed up by a primary doctor like everybody else, but they also do have specialists. For example, Christian only sees his primary doctor because, thank God, you know, he doesn't have any complications, so he only goes to his primary doctors.
Barely even him.
Yeah, barely. But Camila, she sees orthopedic. She sees her regular pediatrician, which is her pediatric doctor. She sees ENT, ear, nose, and throat specialist. And Camila, that is it for her. So the reason why she sees orthopedic is because of her legs, the bowing on her legs, as many of you guys have noticed. Mm-hmm. Yes, she does see a specialist for that. And the ENT doctor is to check her ears and her tonsils and adenoids. She gets deep studies once a year, or every 2 years, actually, sorry. Every 2 years, she gets a sleep study to make sure that there's no sleep apnea, since her tonsils are a little enlarged and her adenoids. But she does have allergies, and that's why they get enlarged. So they kind of go down, and then they
flare up. They kind of go up.
They go down and flare up. They always check her ears because sometimes there is fluid buildup behind their ears on a lot of little people. It's something that happens. It's just something common that happens. But luckily, as of right now, it went away. whenever she does get sick or her allergies do flare up, she does tend to build fluid. But once, like, her allergies calm down, it, like, goes away. So there is surgery for ear tubes, and her adenoids and tonsils are, like, on the table. But since it's kind of like a coming, going, you know, and since she is still little, it's kind of like they don't 100% think she needs it, more because it's just like an allergy, a seasonal thing, rather than the long-term thing. But it's in the table, you know, up in the air. And as of Mateo, he sees orthopedic. He sees ENT. He sees neurology or neurosurgery, actually. And he sees the pulmonologist. So for Mateo, the reason why he has those specialists is ENT, again, because of the fluid buildup in the ears, which he doesn't have, luckily. But they're still following him up since he is little and it can happen. He sees neurosurgery because of the decompressant surgery that he had when he was 10 months old. And he follows up with orthopedic because he is growing. And again, you know, the bowing of the legs can happen. So he follows up once a year, just gets x-rays, make sure that everything is good, that his hips are good, that his bones, you know, are growing and hardening the way they should be. And he sees pulmonologist because he has a smaller rib cage than, you know, average. And
lungs.
Yeah, so they call it lung disease, which is really not a disease. But because his rib cage is smaller, his lungs might be a little compressed. Like when he gets sick, you know, the lungs can be a little, you know, like they swell up. And they could get a little compressed, but he follows up once a year. Again, it's a routine checkup, making sure, you know, everything is good. And so far, so good. And yeah, but other than that, eventually, as they grow older, you know, they'll eventually stop going to the specialist. But it's more of a routine, making sure that they're growing how they should be and no complications. Mm-hmm. But other than that, primary doctor like everybody else.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Fabi, I hope that answered your questions. And for anyone else who was wondering, that concludes episode 11.
Episode 11, yep. Dwarfism in Fashion. We just want to say thank you to everyone who's been tuning in. I know we missed last week. We didn't upload because we just didn't. We had technical difficulties. Yeah. We were busy. We've been doing a lot of stuff.
Actually, they've been fixing our block or the power, and it's been a chaos. But
yeah. But we're good. We're good now. So yeah. This is episode 11. We are uploading every Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We appreciate everyone that's been tuning in. We are very grateful for every one of you guys. It is going very well, and we're going to keep posting till the wheels fall off. So that is it for episode 11, Dwarfism in Fashion, with Cristian Garcia and Jen Garcia. So don't forget. Oh, also, before I close this out, we are going to be having Love a Little merch. We might drop a hat or something like that. I'm already designing it. So we will have it up on the website for pre-order very soon. But we will notify you guys beforehand. But make sure you guys are following us on Instagram and things like that, so you guys could know when we release it. But if you want Love a Little merch, let us know down below just so we can get an idea. But thank you guys. And don't forget to
love a little.
Peace out.